Everyone, we are on the bottom of page 152, Monday Berry, on to page 153, Pesimin Tav, Samiches. We're up to Sivdal. Before we start Sivdal, just to point out that Morena Rabin Rav Nevetzel also makes the Ha'ara that we mentioned at the end of last year, the Machlokas between Rav Tukachinsky and Rav Shlomo Zalman Legabe, what is Minig Yerushalayim today in terms of doing Melachab before Chatzos. He writes over here in the Masla, Eina Osina Grim Tukachinsky, Katab Lachar Tzoshike Minig Yerushalayim Lahachmer, a makaro b'Yerushalmi brings a Yerushalmi in Pesachim Piyalf. However, he says narrowly to Tzarachian, Daria Yerushalmi Ayri b'Zman Abayi Shekol Yisrael Mikol Makol Zayim to Asim Ber Pesach. V'lachei Nagu Kuchur Mikol Makomos over there. Kol Klal Yisrael used to be known to come to the base of Mikdash over there. Therefore, they wanted to take on the chumras of all the places, and therefore they didn't do malacha. Avomiyim or Dekachem Inegam Zman Azeh. Who says that that is the minhag nowadays? And we said B'Shem Rishon Zalman, that he writes to the Pharisee that that is not the minhag Yerushalayim anymore, and therefore one is permitted even here in Yerushalayim to go ahead and do malacha before Chatzos. So yesterday we discussed malacha before Chatzos and the minhag not to do malacha after Chatzos and the minhag or yes to do or not to, depending on the minhag of the makom. Sivdal gets into the sugya over here. What happens if one is traveling from a place that is certain minhag is to yes to malacha and he's traveling to a place that does not do malacha, or vice versa? And the same thing, this is general klalim about minhag amakom. Minhag amakom, one is traveling to one place to another place to know the minhag amakom. We should know before we started that nowadays it happens to be there's less, much less. For many different reasons, a lot has to do with the fact that after the Holocaust, the Jews dispersed. And before that, when they came to America, there were people who were coming from all different places in Europe and other places also, and therefore it became a melting pot, not only America, and Europe, and all different places, that it's very hard to find exact minhagim of certain places. Here in Yerushalayim, we know we do have a lot of minhagim based on the Gra, and other places, especially newer places, like new Yishuvim and things like this, a lot of times they develop minhagi amakom. However, bigger places, like in America, the big cities in America, v'chule, most places don't have a specific minhagim in those places. But what if you're traveling from a place that does have a specific minhag to a place that does not have a minhag, or vice versa? That's the lachas that's found over here in Sif Dalet. This very much applies to when Ben Eretz Yisrael is going to Chutz La'aretz for Yontif, and therefore you have Yontif Sheni, and we know minhag I was saying the minhag is to keep Yontif Sheni, it's a minhag that you're chayv to do in all places in Chutz La'aretz, but here in Eretz Yisrael, we know we only keep one day. What happens when you're traveling this way or that way, specifically when a Ben Eretz Yisrael is going to Chutz La'aretz? So that really we're going to see, we'll discuss a little bit today, but we'll see it in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif in Siman Taf Tzadi Vav. It discusses those Din Beferish based on the klalim that we have over here. So let's see over here the mechaber over here in Sif Dalet. Ha'olich l'makom she'osim l'makom she'ein osim. If you're traveling from a place that does malacha to a place that does not do malacha, lo yaseh b'yishuv v'ibnei hamachlokes, you should not do malacha. You come from a place that does not do malacha, you're traveling to a place that doesn't do malacha, so you're not allowed to do malacha in a yishuv. We'll define what a yishuv is in a yishuv Yisrael. V'ibnei hamachlokes, because you're going to cause machlokas. Aval osu hu b'midbar, if he's in the midbar where people are not around, so he's allowed to do malacha. V'aholich b'makom she'ein osim l'makom she'osim lo yaseh. If you are traveling from a place, you're meaning your places that you don't do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and you're traveling to a place that does do malacha, lo yaseh, you should not do malacha like your minhag that you have in the original place. We take the chumras of both places. If you are entering a yeshuv where the minhag is not to do malacha, so you don't do malacha also, even though your minhag is the yes to do malacha because of the machlokas, because you're going to go to machlokas, and vice versa. You're traveling a place that does do malacha, you come in a place that does not do malacha, you also are not allowed to do malacha because your minhag is not to do malacha. You shouldn't show off the fact that you're not doing malacha like you're better than everyone else. You shouldn't show that you do it in private. Okay, the fact that you're not doing malacha should not be known to other people. There's no reason why people know that you're not doing malacha. A lot of people don't do malacha. A lot of people aren't out doing lots of things. So he says, over here in our simon is that a person should not change the way that everyone else is doing, because you're going to go to machlokas, like we see all the time, that people, when people take on chumras and people do like these things, you many times because machlokas, you're supposed to basically do as in Rome, do as the Romans. Generally, if people are following halacha, you're supposed to follow what they are doing. V'chein mishu dai du laster l'mekomo. The same thing is, if your das is to go back to your original place, noik hanshi mekomo, bein l'hakel, bein l'hachmer, the general rule is, you could noik what your original place is, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, v'lu shol yisrab, v'nei anashi yomakom, v'shehu ba'o, v'nei amachlo. Because as long as the people are not going to see it, as long as people are not going to see that you're doing differently than the other people, then you could be no hate like your original place, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Let's just crack down the klal over here as the Mishnah Berurah sets out for us for our siman. Sif katan yudalad in the Mishnah Berurah, he lays down all the klalim of this siman based on the sugya Pesach. He says, klalo shel sif zeh lefi dasa magen avram. We're going according to the understanding of the magen avram. In our sugya, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah goes. V'kamim v'farshim sheichlit gamos alachu kein. Kisha Adam holeich mi iru le'ir acheres, when a person travels from one city to another city. Ubi iru nagu lahakel be'ez adover. In his city, the minig is to be makel on a certain thing. Ubi ir shababa machmirim bezeh. But in the city that he's traveling to, then their minig is to be machmir. Im ein daito lishtakea be'er. First, we're talking about a person whose das is to go back to his original place. We'll talk about with the opposite case in a minute. Okay, if his das is to go back to the original place where they're mako, he's not planning on staying there forever. The minogim of this new place does not fall on this person. This person does not have to take on the minogim of the place he's visiting. In the privacy of his own home, he's allowed to nohag bitsina what his mikula opinion back at home was. But once he's in public, he's not allowed to do differently than the tzibur because he's going to go to machlokes. However, he says, because of bedari shashalasos mitzina, that's only by things that he could do bitzina, that he could do it in privacy. People are not going to find out. Things that you can't do so much privately, people are going to know about it. Kimo melacha, we'll come back to this later on. Like by doing melacha, ein lo la'asas ap betzina betocha ir, that he shouldn't even do in privacy. Ela yetzi l'sada chutzat chuma ir, v'sham yuchol la'hakel k'min ha'mikom. He has to go out of the city limits, he has to go somewhere else so no one's going to see him, then he can do those things that he wasn't allowed to do in public. That's by when his plan is to go back. U'bedaito lishtakea, when his plan is to stay in the new place. So chalav minagamakum, take a kishabal etchumayir. Once he enters into the new city and his plan is staying there to live, therefore the dinam of that city is going to apply to this person. Okay, he's going to get the minagam of this city. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. Even if he'd go out of the city limits. Over here, it would not help, because once he enters into the city, the minhagim of that city applies to him. Shekvar chalov a minhag becomes that. Kevin Shabbat, the kadmik po amekomo. V'cheinu adin. In minim mekomo lahachmer v'alach lemakom shemekilin. The same thing applies if the minhag of his original place was to be machmer. And now he's going to more mekel place. Talui gam kein bazet. Din daito lishtakei hasham. If his das is to stay in the new place. So nafki minu chumras makom shiatsa mesham mishabal makom achadash. He does not have to do the chumra position of his original place he used to live in. He's allowed to take on the kulas of the new place. Umotalola hakel kamina, go to a makom. Vim ein daito lishtakei b'makom zeh. But if his das is not to stay in the more mako place. I dain lo nifkom minu chumra makom shiatsa mesham. He is not required to take on he does not lose the chumras of his original place. He has to keep the chumras of his original place. But once again, even though he's being more mach, he should not show this in public that he's being more machmer than people. He should be machmer on himself only in sinna if would cause him. That means even if he's in public, even if he's going to have to act more lakula than he normally does, he's going to have to act more lakula because not the gori machlokas. Gori machlokas is the worst thing over here. Just to point out, this is only by minhagim. We're not talking about things that are mikar din aser. If a person place is not knowing properly and they're doing something that is aser, and you know that it is really aser, so even though you're in public, you're not allowed to act b'iser because it's going to gori machlokas. That's their problem. They're going to get upset at you. But that's why you have to become talmid chachamim. You have to know talmid chachamim. What is minhag? What are chumros? What is halacha? And that's the problem. Many people cause machlokas because what they think they're doing. They might have saw the Rebbe do something, and therefore they think it's mikar. din. It doesn't mean it's mikra din. It might be a chumrah that he's taken upon himself. And they're going to want to act like the Rebbe, and they go ahead and they go to their communities and they start acting this way, and that could cause machlokas. That's against this halacha over here. That's against Beferish Shulchan Aruch over here. Therefore, you have to learn halacha. You have to know well to know what's mi'ikr de dina, what's chumrah, what's kula, and therefore, many times, that even though people are not acting the way that you understand they're supposed to act, it could be they're in this place they rely on a certain position, a good fine posek that they are relying on, maybe the rub of the shul, that they hold that is a certain din, and therefore it would be usher for you to act differently out in public. Okay, so you have to ask shaylas and you have to learn very well. Here we go. Let's go into a couple of dinim over here. Number one is, what does it mean that you entered into a yishuv? Okay, we said in the yishuv, you have to act like the place. Outside the yishuv, you can always do like your menem makomo, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Ted Zayin, yishuv shel Yisrael. It doesn't mean any type of yishuv, it means a yishuv, our Jews are living there. The kol shabal toch tchumo shel oto amakom mikri ba'al b'yishuv, once you come into the tchum of that city, that is nikra yishuv. This doesn't mean that the majority of the city is Jews. It can mean just mixas, people that are living there are Jews, that's already considered a yishuv shel Yisrael. Not only that, says Shlomo Zalman, quoted in the Sefer, Yom Tov Sheni Kehochasa, which has all the dinim of these things that are shaykh to these things, where Shlomo Zalman and other posim write that even if the Jews that live there are not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, even if they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvos, still you're not allowed to act, let's say, in terms of Yom Tov Sheni and stuff like that. You would not be able to keep only one day of Yom Tov for a Ben Eretz Yisrael that went there. If, even though they're only non from Jews, are not keeping Yom Tov anyways, it would not be allowed even if they were not from Jews that are there. Once there are some Jews that live in this city, then that is considered a yishuv of Yisrael. Now, two exceptions to the rule of this yishuv. So for sure, if you're going to a place that are generally going, you went away for business, let's say you went to a place that is completely goyim, this halacha does not apply because that's not considered a yishuv of Yisrael. But let's say, if you're going to Yishuv Yisrael, then we said the dinim of the sin applies. So Shlomo Zalman has two very interesting shitas. Number one is, let's say you are flying from Eretz Yisrael, Motze Yontif, and you're going to arrive in Chutz La'aretz on Yontif Sheni. So you're going to enter, is this motor or is this aser? Because you're going to enter in the airport. Unfortunately, there are Jews in most airports in the world. They're Jews, especially if you're going to fly into JFK. There's for sure going to be non-religious Jews that are around over there. This could be also because you flew into this area. It says, Shlomo Zalman, that an airport is a Yotzim in a Klal. Airports are automatically considered not a Yishuv Shal Yisrael, even if there's not from Jews walking around there on Yom Tov. Why? Because everyone knows there's people coming from Eretz Yisrael and this, and therefore an airport is a status of automatically like a midbar, and therefore you can fly into the airport. You will not be able to leave the airport in this case, because once you leave the airport, you're already in basically a tchum of where Jews are around. You wouldn't be able to drive really anywhere outside the airport once you land in JFK. If you, flew into, some other random city that does not have Jews, so lechor, you could drive until a point where you'd be able to get to a Yishuv Yisrael. Once you get to Yishuv Yisrael, you would have to get out of the car at that point, and you would not be allowed to be in the car anymore. But generally, though, those who are makeover, you'd be allowed to land in the airport, Motze Yontif, right after Yom Tov, then you can get into a taxi and go to wherever you might be going from JFK Airport. That would be mutter according to Shlomo Zalman. Other posts can say that, no, airport, if there's Jews there, that's considered a yeshiva Yisrael, but that is the position of Shlomo Zalman. Furthermore, what if you're traveling to a place and you want to go, I don't know, and there's like a Pesach place that a lot of Jews travel to on Pesach, but there's no Jews there the rest of the year. I'm sure there are a lot of places like this. Jews don't hang on to the mamash, a place of going, but on Pesach, people travel there, says Rosh Hashanah, that's not considered a Yishuv Yisrael. So long as Jews don't not hang out there the rest of the year, they just go there for the Nofesh, they just go there for the vacation, and it's not a place where Jews generally are the rest of the year, that, says Rosh Hashanah, is also considered a midbar, even though you're going to be amongst Jews there, it would not be required for this person to take on the chumras of Otom. How can you be allowed to go ahead and do malacha, even though Jews are going to be able to see him doing malacha? On Yom Tov Sheni, let's say, that would not be problematic in a place that's the psak of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Now, moving on. As we saw in the thumb over here, we said Dvarim Shibitzina really should be mutter. Because you're allowed to keep on the coolers as long as people are not going to find out about it. But both the Mishnah Berurah we saw in Sivkatan Yudalid, it is also found later on in Sivkatan Kav Gimel. He repeats it again that Malacha is different. Malacha is something that people are going to find out about it. So therefore, even if you're in the privacy of your own room, Once you're in a Yishuv Yisrael, you're not allowed to do malacha. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore it comes out of Ben Eretz Yisrael, who's in a Jewish town for Yontav Sheni, he is not allowed to do malacha even Betzina. For sure, but Farhesia is absolutely aser, but even Betzina would not be allowed in general. Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's a machlok, is what Rav Moshe really held, but it's interesting, Yontav Sheni comes out, he quotes, reversed, quoting Rav Moshe that really held this way, that Rav Moshe held turning on lights is different, since on Yontav, turning on lights is only a problem of Nolat. Outside the position of Chazon Ish, turning on fire on Shabbos is really, you're allowed to use fire on Shabbos, but you're just not allowed to turn it on. Okay, you're not allowed to turn it because of Nolat, it's not really Malacha. Therefore, they say Rav Moshe allowed a Ben Eretz Yisrael to use electricity when in the privacy of his own on, even though maybe people are going to see it. Since it's only a problem Nolat, it would be Mutra. However, Ruba, the post can disagree with Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with Rav Moshe over here, and held you would not be allowed to turn on and off lights. It sounds like over here it's a general clout or malacha. He does not differentiate before. Even though, I don't know, there's certain malachas, it's hard to imagine. You lock yourself in your room, people are going to find out about. But that seems to be the general rule over here, brought down over here, that malacha is going to be awesome. It means though, let's say, keeping mitzvos. Okay, they talk about you're required to pretend like you're having a Seder on the second night of Seder. You don't have a chiyuv of Seder. But if you don't sit down with the Seder, it's going to be like b'vdarim for Shabbat v'arhesed. Look, and he's not having a Seder. It could gorim machlokes. So generally, that's what the poskim hold, unless you could get away without people knowing about it. You're supposed to sit there with everyone else pretending like you're having a Seder, pretending you're drinking dal kosos and eating zaysim amatzah. You can't make brachas on those, obviously. It'll be a bracha lebatala. However, says the Shlomo Zalman, quoted also in Yontav Teishin, because I heard this from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel also, if you're just with your family, and your family obviously knows you're from Eretz Yisrael, not outside people, also outside guests, if you're just with your family, that's considered tzina, and you wouldn't have to pretend like you're having the Seder over there and doing what everyone else is doing in that case. Okay, those are some of the din. Also, the post can point out, based on the lacha over here also, is what about minhagim legabe a woman when she, let's say, comes from a Sephardi home and she marries an Ashkenazi or vice versa? There's different minhagim for her father's home. What happens with the minhagim over here? So, b'derek klal, seems like from all the mepusim they hold that when a woman gets married, she's supposed to take on the minhagim of her husband. There's different reasons that's because you mishubelis labala or because of ishto kigufo. There's different reasons that are brought in the posting, but it's beferish and remotion feinstein chilek aleph simen kufnan ches revavadi yosefin yabia omer chilek hasim in lamed zayin they bay bain lakula bain lachumra. So therefore, I know if it was an Ashkenazi woman who marries a Sephardi boy, he may go ahead and eat kidneyos. She's allowed to eat kidneyos, even though for her whole life she would never eat kidneyos, obviously. That's a minute in Ashkenaz. When she marries a Sephardi boy, she's allowed to go ahead and eat kidneyos, whatever it is, gebrux and non-gebrux and things like this. All the minhagim would go travel to the husband. It happens, they saw b'shem the chazan ish, and both Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that there's specific things that the woman is very, is not happy about it. She wants to keep her menhagim from her father's house. If she gets permission from her husband, there could be instances that she does not have to take on the menhagim, and Shaila should be said. What about Hataras Nedarim? Would she have to say Hataras Nedarim? They're opposing the hold since she was acting a certain way. A certain minhag, and now she needs to change her minhag because her husband, she has to do Hataras Nedarim. However, both Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in Yontav Sheni Kehilchos on page Shin Chav Beis, they both write that the woman does not have to do Hataras Nedarim. Why? Because intrinsically, any minhag a woman takes on when she's in the house of her father, that is like a minhag that she's taking on Bli Neder. Why? Because we don't know who she's going to marry at the end of the day, says Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Since she knows it could be that she's going to marry, even though it could be a terrible Averot for an Ashkenazi marriage, Sephardi, or Chas V'Shalom, things like this, but nevertheless, it might happen like this, and therefore, it's like she did not take on the minhagim originally. It's like she took it on Bli Neder, and therefore, she does not have to do Hataras Nedarim. I want to just go quickly through Sifei, and then we will call it a day. Sifei says the following. Afilu b'makom shenagol la'asos, even a place that the minhag is to do malacha, lo yatchil b'tchilas malacha b'arba'asar. You shouldn't start doing the malacha on the Yudalid. You know, a place you're allowed to do malacha, you shouldn't do new malacha, says the Mechaber on Yudalid. Afal pishiyachol l'gamer kodem chatzos, even though he knows he can finish before chatzos, he shouldn't start a new project, shouldn't start sewing a new beged at the beginning of Yudalid. El shlosha umnias bevad, except for there are three types of jobs that you're allowed to do on Erev Chatzos. You're allowed to start a project before on Yudalid. What are those, says the Mechaber, based on the Gemara? Hey, marchilim behem, mimakom shenagol la'asos. Sorry. El shloshim niyas bivad heim Shematchilim behem b'makom shenagel lasan, a place you're allowed to do malacha, they're allowed to start doing the malacha. V'osim ad chatzos, and they're allowed to continue doing the malacha until chatzos v'elohei. Hachayatim v'atzaparim v'akovsim, people, the tailors, the barbers, and the laundromat, all those people are allowed to continue doing their malachas. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkatan Kavav, he says, Rotz Lomar, Im Hein Letzarach Yantav, only when there's a Tzarach Yantav, V'lo Ekil Elo Be'elim Nesha Am Tzrichan Am Harbe. These are people that you really need on Erev Yantav. If you need a garment sewed, you need to launder your suit, or you need to get a haircut before Yantav. These are things that people really, really need. Therefore, they're allowed to start malacha on these days. Avashar Umun Yas, Im Hitchel Bam Kodam Arbasa, Hu Shei Gemar Chatzos, any other umnas. If they would start, if they started before Yudalad, then they're allowed to continue malacha in a place that's noig to do malacha on Yudalad. That's the position of the Mechaber. The Roma is more make. Says the Roma, v'yesh mekilin lomar sheshlosha umnios haniskar matchim v'osim ad chatzos. These through umnios, they're allowed to, as we said before, they're allowed to start and finish by chatzos. Afilu b'makom shenagel lo shelo lasos. These umnias aren't even allowed. In a place where the minig is not to do malacha, they would be allowed to go ahead and do it. V'im hitchol mibod yom b'shar umnos. By other umnias outside of these threes, if they start from mibod yom, v'hu l'tzar chamoid, and it is a tzar chamoid, osim ad chatzos, even a place where the minig is not to do malacha. If they started before Yadalid, and they continue, they could allowed to continue ad chatzos, if it is needed for the antif, v'hachi nog, and he says, this is the minig of the olam, therefore, even a place that our minig is not to do malacha, there are certain clues by these three, and by other umnias, if they started before Yud Dalid. And the last thing is, in Sivkat Laman Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out, Osim al Chatzos, Umekivin Shegiya Chatzos, no matter who it is, once Chatzos hits, let's say 12:30 is Chatzos, once Chatzos hits, Mukhiyav Lahasik Bamsa Malacha, even if it's in the middle of Malacha, it has to stop right there. There is no heter to go ahead and continue doing Malacha, Acharei Chatzos, Adkan for today, Shabbat Shalom.